You have been interested in bibliographies for a long time. How did you get started with this interest? In 1920, I obtained my bachelor's degree from the University of Wisconsin. Up to that time, I had worked my way through the university by waiting on table and in other activities. And I took, during summer schools, because I stayed in Madison most every summer, courses in library science as well as in agriculture and climatology and so on. In library science, I got interested in bibliography, and as I've mentioned before, I started to make lists of books on a variety of subjects, which I found in the collection of volumes in the University of Wisconsin Library. This was a fascinating subject to me, bibliography and preparing bibliographies, and when other people were enjoying their evening vocations or entertainment, I spent my evenings in the reading room of the library of the University of Wisconsin assembling bibliographies on a variety of subjects. But in the 1930s and 40s, I prepared bibliographies in earnest and for publication. Perhaps in this period of 20s and 30s and 40s, I published 75 bibliographies in a variety of places. Among the periodicals in which I had bibliographies published were the Pan American Magazine beginning in 1930, La Prensa in New York City beginning 1931, the Hispanic American Historical Review beginning in 1932, the World Affairs beginning in 1933, both the English, Spanish, and Portuguese bulletins of the Pan American Union beginning in 1933, the Caravan beginning 1939, Mexican Life beginning 1939, Inter-American Bibliographical Review beginning 1941, the Journal of Geography 1942, Economic Geography 1942, National Geographic Magazine 1944, the Pan American 1946, See and Hear 1946, and others. I also prepared bibliographies for publication in Latin American periodicals, for example, in the Bulletin of the National Academy of History in Caracas. A bibliography of mine was published in 1933. In 1938, the Revista de Historia de America in Mexico City published a bibliography of mine. On several occasions, publishers of books about Latin America asked me to prepare bibliographies for the volumes. For example, Sanchez, Stories of Latin American States, I prepared a bibliography for in 1934. And Phelps, University Debater Annual, I prepared a bibliography for in 1944. Then, of course, there were separate publications consisting only of the bibliography. I began to do this in 1935 for the George Washington University Seminar Conference. Then, when I joined the Office of the Coordinator of Inter-American Affairs as Assistant Director of the Division of Education and Teacher Aids, I began to prepare bibliographies for various projects in 1943. A related bibliographical activity, I began in 1927 when I was still at the University of South Carolina. As I looked at the books and magazines published in the United States that dealt with Latin America, and at the increasing number of master's and doctoral theses and dissertations, it occurred to me that someone ought to prepare a survey of these investigations, which could be published periodically and would aid in preventing researchers from duplicating each other. First of these publications appeared in the Hispanic American Historical Review in August 1927, pages 361 to 374. It was titled, A Survey of Investigations in Progress and Contemplated in the Field of Hispanic American History. This was very well received, and in 1931, in the same publication, I published a survey of investigations in progress and contemplated in the field of Hispanic American history, which was number 2 in the series. Number 3 in the series was published in the Hispanic American Historical Review in 1935 with the same title. In 1939 appeared another survey with the same title in the Hispanic American Historical Review. Because of the war, these surveys were suspended for the time being, and the next one appeared in November 1947 in the Hispanic American Historical Review with the same title as the others. This was done in cooperation with Miss Felicia Miller, who was my assistant in George Washington University. After moving to the University of Florida in 1950, I continued this type of survey, but instead of doing it myself, several of my graduate students were able to do it. These continued down to 1967, when the last one was prepared by a graduate student at the University of Miami. In the 30s, I became interested in publications by the United States government concerning Latin America. It seemed to me that a regular list of these might be published quarterly or even annually. In February 1936, I published the first of these in the Hispanic American Historical Review. The next one was in May of the same year in Hispanic American Historical Review. Third appeared the same year in August, and a fourth appeared in the Hispanic American Historical Review in February 1938. This was followed by another survey in the May issue of the Hispanic American Historical Review, and in August 1938 in the Hispanic American Historical Review. Another project also seemed important to me, and in the August issue, 1947, of the Hispanic American Historical Review, I published, quote, doctoral dissertations accepted by American universities 1945 to 1946. This appeared again intermittently, and eventually it was taken up by other publications. From my undergraduate and graduate days at the University of Wisconsin, I had always been interested in the historians who wrote about Latin America. In 1932, I prepared a mimeographed article for the pamphlet for the Pan American Union of 121 pages entitled The Histories of Hispanic America, a Bibliographical Essay. This was revised somewhat and reprinted by the Pan American Union in 1936. In 1942, a completely revised edition was published in New York City by H.W. Wilson. This soon went out of print, and in 1965, Cooper Square Publishers in New York City issued a reprint edition. My interest in maps, as mentioned before, led me to prepare in 1933 for the Pan American Union a 119-page book entitled Maps Relating to Latin America in Books and Periodicals. In 1943, Barnes & Noble in New York issued a paper-bound book entitled Latin America and Maps, Historic, Geographic, Economic. This contained 140 pages. Finally, in 1967 in New York, Cooper Square Publishers published a 377-page Historical Atlas of Latin America, Political, Geographic, Economic, Cultural. A somewhat related interest concerns a publication which I prepared for the Pan American Union of 26 pages in 1934. It had the title Source Materials and Special Collections Dealing with Latin America and the United States. A survey which I made in 1970 was titled A Preliminary Survey of Collections of Personal Papers Relating to Latin America in College and University Libraries. This contained 22 pages and was published by the Inter-American Bibliographical and Library Association at North Miami Beach in April 1970. And what can be seen from a simple listing of these publications that they had some bibliographical significance. And they also gave me an outlet for my bibliographical urges and my desire to produce aids, which I hoped would be of assistance not only to scholars and students, graduate students especially, but also to librarians and other bibliographers. Perhaps a rather unique type of bibliography I used in various syllabi, which I prepared over the years. Generally speaking, these were aids for the study and teaching of Latin American history, and they all contained classified bibliographies. For example, the McKinley Publishing Company of Philadelphia in 1927 issued an outline of Hispanic American history, a syllabus, which contained 77 pages, and a classified collection of references by topic. Another title was the Teaching of History in the Junior and Senior High Schools, a syllabus, which was published in Washington in containing 32 pages in 1933. The next year, in 1934 in Washington, the American Association of University Women published my syllabus entitled The Other Americans, America, a syllabus on Latin America for the use of study groups of the American Association of University Women. This contained 21 pages, and it was compiled in cooperation with Glenn L. Swigert and J. Fred Rippey. In 1936, the Pan American Union published a 28-page syllabus entitled A Syllabus for the Teaching of Latin American History in the High Schools. In 1937, the syllabus which we had prepared for the American Association of University Women was republished in Washington. In 1940, a revised edition of the 1933 syllabus published by the Pan American Union appeared in 57 pages under the title A Syllabus for the Teaching of Latin American History in the High Schools. All of these, of course, contained classified bibliography containing references to the chiefly to the current books and periodical articles which were available to the users of the syllabus. While a graduate student in the 1920s, I became interested in high school history teaching since I had taught in high school for 2 years after getting my teaching certificate from the State Normal School at Platteville, Wisconsin. In February 1922, I published an article in American Education entitled The High School History Library. This had been preceded in November 19, 1921, in School and Society by the High School History Museum. Another phase of my high school interest in teaching history appeared in the High School Manual, Department of Education in the state of South Carolina, in August 1925. It was titled Teaching United States History, Syllabi and Suggestions. This was a 46-page article which came to be used throughout the secondary school system in the state of South Carolina. It contained not only suggestions for teaching, but suggestions for reading material, and both for teacher and student.